The New South Wales government is in turmoil this morning, with the Premier losing a second minister this week after Stuart Ayres resigned from Cabinet and as Deputy Liberal Leader. He was forced from office in relation to his role in the appointment of former Deputy Premier John Barilaro as the state's New York Trade Commissioner. He insisted it was done at arm's length, but his boss felt otherwise.
It's very clear from the excerpts that I have seen of the review that the process was not at arm's length.
That's New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet. The Sydney Morning Herald State political editor is Alex Smith, and she joins us bright and early this morning for her analysis. Alex, a pleasure to have you on the show. Why did the Premier feel Stuart Ayres' involvement wasn't at arm's length?
Well, I think it's really interesting that for many, many weeks, the Premier had complete faith in Stuart Ayres, and it was only late on Tuesday night when he was shown sections of a draft report that he has commissioned into the appointment that he became concerned that Stuart Ayres' repeated guarantees that he has done nothing wrong, has not been too close to this process, is clearly not accurate. So it wasn't until late Tuesday night when the Premier was presented with what is obvious, although we don't know exactly what it is, but what is obviously some glaring evidence, he had to move. Until then, he had been completely backing in Stuart Ayres, the only person in the government to do so, actually. But clearly, whatever is in that report, and as I said, Perrottet hasn't yet detailed that publicly, was enough to make him realise that Stuart Ayres' position in Cabinet, and also as the sort of senior most Liberal minister after Dominic Perrottet, was untenable.
Will Stuart Ayres' resignation put an end to this drama?
No, if anything, to be honest, I think it's just going to add fuel to the fire, because what it has done has shown that at least Stuart Ayres was very close to the process. I'm not sure if we know if anybody else was yet, but even yesterday in a separate inquiry, a parliamentary inquiry, which is probing the Barilaro appointment, it started to emerge that perhaps another of the trade appointments was also starting to, I don't know, go down the path anyway. We're not there yet of looking as though it potentially wasn't handled with due process as expected. So it's almost like as you lift the lid, you just find more underneath. And I certainly don't think just cutting off Stuart Ayres is going to end the pain for the Perrottet government.
These trade appointments have dominated the news cycle in New South Wales for weeks now, as you say, and the Premier faced questions day after day after day on a recent trip to several countries that were supposed to drum up trade opportunities. I mean, the irony wasn't lost on anyone, of course. How unhappy are the Premier's parliamentary colleagues in the Liberal and National parties with this situation?
Well, they're furious because, of course, New South Wales got an election in March. Now, it's an old government, and you know, his colleagues know it's going to be a really tough fight to hold on to government. I mean, they're already in minority government, they don't have a majority of seats in the lower house, so they don't need any distractions. And I think what really frustrated them was they all seemingly got to the point where they realised that for the good of the government, Stuart Ayres at least had to step aside. But he refused to do that because he was absolutely adamant that he had no role in ensuring his former cabinet colleague, John Barilaro, got one of these incredibly lucrative trade jobs. I think they're also frustrated that the Premier didn't act more quickly. The Premier kept saying that this independent review that I spoke of that he was briefed on Tuesday night was the thing that he was waiting for. It would be unfair if he acted or made any decisions or came to any conclusions before he received that report. But of course, you know, he couldn't force that report to come out. It was being done independently. And so the longer it went on without the Premier taking any action, the more damage that was being done to the government. And as you said, we had this ridiculous, really, spectacle of the two of them, Dominic Perrottet and his, you know, under fire trade minister, on these trips around Asia, when all we did, those of us who were on the trip, was pepper them with questions about whether this appointment was appropriate. You know, there was no stories around about the selling New South Wales to the world or whatever they were actually there for. It was just all about whether their government was in free fall because of this appointment of John Barilaro.
Dominic Perrottet could potentially be facing more damaging revelations when a parliamentary committee looking at the appointment of lucrative trade jobs resumes tomorrow, and you alluded to this, so, you know, going down the path in other places. Do we know what will be examined?
I think what the committee, as I understand, will be looking at, say, tomorrow, will be the appointment of positions such as the Agent General in London. And, of course, there are others. There were six of them. And one interesting point, I guess, is that Dominic Perrottet, as Treasurer, set these positions up. He was sort of behind the idea to set up this agency called Global New South Wales, which would be all about sending trade commissioners to key markets and selling New South Wales to the world. Another very interesting day, which could be incredibly damaging for the government, is the inquiry when it resumes on Monday, because John Barilaro has been called to give evidence. Now, knowing John Barilaro, he will be in no mood to protect his colleagues, and I know there's a lot of nervousness around what he may try and reveal in that hearing. So there is no doubt that anything could emerge in the coming days.
All right, get your popcorn out watching the New South Wales political situation, that's for sure. Alex, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Sydney Morning Herald state politics editor Alex Smith.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.